Chris, this isn't exactly in the State House. It came out of Washington today and on the state's health exchange. Let's start with that. What's going on there?
This is a report from an audit that the Office of the Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services put together looking at the state's health exchange. It says the big conclusion is Maryland misallocated $28.4 million of federal funds when they were building the state's health insurance exchange. That's the online marketplace set up as part of President Obama's Affordable Care Act. The report says basically that the state should pay the money back to the feds. Andy Harris, the state's lone Republican congressman and a stalwart opponent of Obamacare, requested the audit last year when Maryland's new online health insurance marketplace was really floundering. You may remember it crashed when it launched and then sort of hobbled along until the state overhauled it and relaunched it last fall. Basically, what the report says is the state used too much money from a federal grant instead of using Medicaid funding when it set up the exchange. But Senator Mac Middleton, who sits on the Joint Oversight Committee for the Health Exchange, says really it's just an accounting error. He attributes it to the way that Maryland set up its marketplace to include both Medicaid and private health insurance enrollment.
The OIG didn't find anything in the abuse of the money and whatnot. It's just that they used some of the money that should have been used for Medicaid for setting up the other exchange. But it's hard to keep those separate when you build them on one platform.
Congressman Harris told the Wall Street Journal, though, that it's really just another sign of incompetence at the state's health exchange.
Okay, now, let's get back to the State House, and we'll start with the budget. The Senate passed a budget, a unanimous vote in the Senate this week for the $40 billion spending plan. And is that ever rare, right?
It is. It definitely is rare. The last time that happened was about a decade ago when Bob Ehrlich was governor. This had the feel of kind of something for everyone in it, really. Democrats restored $138 million to public education. They shored up safety net programs and gave a pay bump to state workers. For Republicans, the budget constrains spending. It doesn't rely on a tax hike, and it takes a big whack at the structural deficit.
So I take it then there's a pretty laudatory mood down there. Everybody's happy, right?
For the most part, yeah. Republicans on the Senate floor kind of took turns standing up to thank the Budget Committee for their hard work. They sort of said it was the first fiscally responsible budget they've seen in years. Democrats bristled a little bit at that suggestion. They said they hadn't been irresponsible, that they had to steer the state through a recession. But overall, it was a pretty good mood. But there was one exchange, though, between Senate President Mike Miller, where he suggested that certain jurisdictions need to get their budgets in order. It was sort of an oblique reference to Baltimore City, where there's this gigantic school budget hole.
Their contributions to public funds continues to go down while the state continues to go up. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Miller's comment kind of reflects a feeling among some lawmakers that Baltimore sort of ends up coming back year after year asking the state to bail them out. And Miller seemed a little bit piqued about this. Senator Nathaniel McFadden, who represents East Baltimore, stood up and said, "We hear you. We're working on it."
All right. And now some final closure. We think on a longstanding issue, phosphorus in the Chesapeake Bay. Let's talk about that a bit.
Yeah. So early in the session, Senator Paul Pinsky, who's kind of a stalwart environmentalist, put in a bill to codify regulations proposed by former Governor Martin O'Malley to limit the amount of phosphorus going into the bay. The phosphorus comes from chicken manure that leaches into the bay and contributes to these big dead zones. Governor Hogan pulled back the O'Malley regulations just after he was sworn in, and environmentalists were really afraid the governor would water them down. But this week, Pinsky killed his own bill. He said he had worked with the governor and was satisfied with new regulations to deal with phosphorus.
All right, Chris, what, 2 weeks to go?
Just a couple more weeks, a little bit more than two.
Okay. All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks so much, Chris.
Sure thing.
For Christopher Connolly, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.